talking about the flow of food. Dr. Mei Okihiro is director of the Hawaii Initiative for Childhood Obesity Research. I found her through the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center, which is doing groundbreaking work making healthy food available in their community. Now, people everywhere are starting to notice that sheltering in place is expanding our waistlines. According to Nutrisystem, the weight loss program, 76% of Americans had gained weight by early July, up to 16 pounds. You may have noticed the youngsters you're Zooming with maybe getting a little chubbier, right? So you expect a drill sergeant doctor to hammer you with shame and diets, right? But I found it encouraging to talk with Mei.
I hesitate to bring up the topic of obesity because everyone is so stressed right now. I am very sensitive about this topic in terms of what I see people going through. They're worried about their cramped households and their husbands unemployed and what are they going to do and their kids all being at home. You know, all of that. The last thing they want to be told is what they should not or should be eating. So it is something that we need to address and bring awareness to, but doing so in a very sensitive way because all this stress is driving our stress reactions. And one of them includes eating and having some nice taste in our mouth and in our tummy.
Food could be one of the few pleasures left.
Yes.
Now, this pandemic, though, do you think it is affecting what we eat?
I definitely do. I mean, from what I hear from the families we see and our staff and, you know, my own family is that people are stressed. And when they're stressed, they tend to snack more and want to eat things that are pleasurable. So higher in sugar, higher in fat. And oftentimes by the end of the day, a lot of people, including myself, don't necessarily want to just cook super healthy food and take the time to do that. So we might go to a ready-made option or just snack food or, you know, something like that. That's what families are reporting. Lots of snacking because everybody's indoors, especially in this lockdown right now. The kids are hanging out, watching TV, watching videos and playing video games and just snacking all the time.
Oh, man. I mean, but these are such hard things to get a grip on right now. I'm just wondering.
They are. Yeah, I don't fault anyone for the habits they have. And so how I try to frame it is, are there some simple things you can do that might stick? Like, do you think you could not buy so much juice and soda? Do you think we can cut back? Sugary beverages are the number one source of sugar in kids' diets and the number one source of extra sugar in the American diet. So do you think you can start cutting juice and soda down or out? And oftentimes families think that they can do that.
You know, that's a very concrete thing. One thing.
Yeah. Just doing simple things in this very stressful time. For some people, it's because our day has shifted, and I think many of us have felt like the days and the nights and the weeks just right. They run into each other, so our schedules are off. And for a lot of families, their meal schedule is off, or the kids will eat dinner, even the adults, and the dinner will be late, and then they're staying up till 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning playing video games because there's no school or there's no work. Then they'll snack all the way up till the end.
Oh, you know us well, Mei.
Well, we're all experiencing it, right? And so maybe just one step that we can do to make it a little better on our bodies. So instead of going to sleep at 2 o'clock, can you think you guys can go to sleep at 12 and, you know, cut out that bowl of cereal right before bedtime? It's those little things. I don't want it to come across as this thing of scolding people like, yeah, you need to eat better and you need to, you know, exercise more. And it's just, we're asking for the moon if we tell people that, and it just is not what this is all about. The fact that people are becoming unhealthier and it's related to what they're eating is a reflection of the really marked stress that families are going through. How do we deal with that on an individual and on a larger level?
Mei Okihiro is a pediatrician at the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center and director of the Hawaii Initiative for Childhood Obesity. So you gained a few pounds. You're alive. we can work on this.